Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
No matter what side of the state line, KC loves its college teams. The Drive gives you an update on the Wildcats, Tigers, and Jayhawks.
I don't think he made it! I don't think he made it! He did not! K-State stops Kid Ray Miller at the one!
It is...
Yes! Now the walk-off winner from 61! Harrison Meavis!
Time for the Cover Three.
All right. You know what? Of all the three teams, Missouri to me is the easiest team to give their opinions on. It is quite honestly the easiest team. Missouri has played all five of their games at home. They have taken care of business in all five of their games. They're probably a little better at quarterback than people thought. They're certainly better at running back than people thought. They have one of the three best running backs in college football so far this season. Maybe you would argue the best. I'd probably argue Jeremiah Love is still the best running back in college football. I think Ahmad Hardy's probably been the second best running back in college football. It don't matter. They got a great one who could be first team all SEC. Their defense has been very good, and they have looked good in the games they are supposed to look good. They have two parts of their season. Part one is over. Part one was the part where you expected to be 5-0. You had a coin flip game against South Carolina, at least at the beginning of the season. It ended up not being a coin flip game. Missouri is clearly better than South Carolina. Their season starts October 11th at home against Alabama. Eli Drinkwitz does not have a win in his Missouri career like that one. The closest one you would probably say is the COVID season when they beat LSU at home. I mean, that wasn't a great LSU team, but to beat LSU at home was a really big deal for Eli Drinkwitz. They do not have a win like this. Alabama is a team that can win the national championship, that can go to the college football playoff, marquee, tier one. They don't have a win like this. It'll be the biggest Missouri football win since the Johnny Manziel game, 2015. Where they went to their second consecutive SEC championship game. It's probably the biggest win they've had in possibly a decade. A massive, massive win. The season begins for Missouri next Saturday against Alabama. Everything they have done so far is good. If you want to dream big and how great this season can be, it starts with them beating Alabama at home.
I mean, Missouri fans should absolutely start to dream a dream. Like, even if you lose to Bama, and I think there's a really good chance you beat Bama, because, by the way, have you seen Bama's schedule for their second half of the season? Absolute murderer's row. They're going Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri, back to back to back. Like, you're getting them after that three-game gauntlet. It's a really good spot to get them if you're the Tigers. But the Tigers should absolutely start to dream a dream about making the college football playoff, because you're getting Bama, as I said, schedule-wise, advantageously. They're on the third game of three tough ones. It's Oklahoma, we don't know the situation with John Mateer. If they don't have John Mateer, they are not as good of a team. They just aren't. That defense is still good, but they do not have the offense. They will look like Oklahoma of last season. I know they still have Vanderbilt and A&M, but if you can get Oklahoma without Mateer and you can get Bama 10-2 and you're last year's Tennessee team, yeah, you're probably a 12 seed or 11 seed in the college football playoff, and you might have to go on the road in the first round, and maybe it doesn't go well. You end up at Penn State or whatever, but you don't care about what happens in the playoff. Making the playoff is the goal, and there is absolutely no reason you can't believe that is happening based on the way their schedule is starting to shake out.
Yeah, you and I have talked about it. Missouri has five massive games. Maybe you want to add Mississippi State, but that game is at home if you lose Mississippi.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you stayed at home, you're just probably not a playoff team, if I'm being completely honest with you. But I don't care how good they are. You're just not a playoff team if you lose to them, not at the crib. If you got to go 3-2, but you are starting that stretch, you know one thing you can't do? You can't be losing the home games, because on the road against Vanderbilt is tough. You play Oklahoma later in the season. You mentioned John Mateer. He might be playing at that point at the end of the season. Like, the road games that you do have, you got to take serve of the games at home, and then you deal with what you got to deal with on the road when you have a coin flip. I don't know if you can look at Missouri as a truly playoff caliber team if they lose this game next Saturday to Alabama. So I think they're just a very easy, straightforward team to kind of evaluate.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting. You think if they lose to Bama,
I was ready to move on and talk about your team. You want to talk more Missouri football?
I just want to make sure I heard this correctly. You think if they lose to Bama, they are not a playoff team?
Because
I think Bama is better than you've given them credit for most of the season.
I agree. No, I 100% agree. I'm just saying is, if you were telling me that so far this season, we agree, they have won every game that they are supposed to win.
100%.
The first time they play a true coin flip game, they lose. That team ain't making the college football playoff.
Okay.
I mean, they will have another nice season. They'll go 9-3, and they'll go to a decent bowl game. They are not going to the playoff if they lose to Alabama. Not starting this stretch. Alabama on the road against Auburn, on the road against Vanderbilt, Texas A&M, Mississippi State on the road against Oklahoma. You got to start that stretch with a win. Because I would say you have to expect to lose either to Auburn or Vanderbilt on the road. Missouri has not proven to me, and I think most teams, that if you're a fringe playoff team, which you agree, that's what Missouri will be, they'll be somewhere between the 7th and 11th seed. You usually don't win back-to-back road games in conference play. One of those two teams gets you. So if you think you're going to lose one of those road games, then yeah, that's the one you got to take care of. You got to take care of business at home. Let's talk about your Kansas Jayhawks team. I'm not as down on KU as maybe KU fans are. Now, maybe now you got a little bit of time to remove yourself, and I understand the frustration of losing that game. I think Kansas is a 7-5 football team. I think 7-5 football teams lose games like the one that they lost. I think Cincinnati is maybe a little bit better than people want to give credit to. Their quarterback is certainly a lot better than I think people wanted to give credit, and I think KU lost a shootout to that team. I think they'll win the UCF game. I think they have a great chance of beating K-State, Oklahoma State. I think they can beat Arizona. Like, can they get to a bowl game this year? Can they find a way to win seven games? I think there's a pathway to them doing that.
I agree. They're probably a 7-5, 6-6 type of team, which I understand why KU fans are frustrated by it. New stadium. They felt like they had something special with their quarterback coming back. I get why that feels like a little bit of letdown, even though it is a step forward. I think for me, the question with KU is, can you maybe not compete for a Big 12 title? Can you beat one of the teams you're not supposed to beat? They got Iowa State on the road. They got Texas Tech on the road. They got Utah at home. They probably go 0-3 in those games. But fan sentiment about the team going 8-4 and stealing just one of those games is light years different. If you're telling me into the offseason, KU an 8-4, but they found a way to beat Utah, fans will feel a lot better about Lance Leipold. They'll feel a lot better about the program than 7-5, but they just feasted off teams that they're supposed to beat. Because to date, you know, we're talking about Missouri. They've won all the games they're supposed to win. KU has not stolen a game yet. And if you think you want to take that next step as a program, you have to steal a game somewhere. And KU just hasn't done that this year.
Yeah, but I guess maybe in theory, I mean, the stealing a game, I would say that there was only one. Like, Missouri is a better team program. Missouri has more talent. They also played Missouri on the road. I'm not even saying this as a Missouri fan. Expecting to go on the road and beat Missouri, I think, is a unrealistic ask for KU where they are as a program.
I just don't think I don't think KU wants to go 0-4 in games where they feel like they could steal one. Because Missouri, Tech, Iowa State, Utah, those are the four where it's like, can you go 1-3 and feel better about the program? We're 0-4, and you're already 0-1 in that stretch. Just feels like you're the plucky 6-6 team every year.
Which I would say that KU hasn't been a whole lot in their college football time. Like, that's the thing we were kind of going back to Monday when we were having this conversation. Like, I think KU fans are kind of thumbing their nose at something that they have very rarely been. Kind of like, almost the exact same conversation as the Royals. The Royals win 82 games, and now that's not good enough for you? They've won 82 games six times in 25 years. Now we're talking about how the Royals have failed? No, I don't know if that's the case. I don't even know why I'm going to ask you this question, because I know you're about to start hating. What are we doing with K-State? Because technically, K-State is still in it. They only have one loss in the Big 12, even though they lost to Arizona, who was in the Big 12, but not
a Big 12 loss.
It doesn't make any sense. It's all confusing. None of it makes sense.
Classic non-con in-conference loss.
Doesn't make any sense. It feels to me like Saturday is the swing game for them. It's the swing game. You have a road game against Baylor. I think Baylor has been better than K-State, but that is a game that K-State can win, especially with the version of Dylan Edwards that they just got on Saturday. If they can get that game, they get back to 3-3, you can very easily turn this thing around. You got a home game against TCU, a game that you should feel like you can win. You got a game against a team that you have beat for 16 consecutive years, and you got a home game against Texas Tech. So it has started very poorly for K-State, no question about it. They can turn this thing around real quick in Manhattan if they can just find a way to win this game. They got to go on the road, and they got to beat Baylor. If you can do that, you can turn your season around. It's right. The pathway for them turning this thing around is right there. But there is no pathway if you lose to Baylor.
I agree. The pathway is there if they beat Baylor, because then you got TCU. You get a bye before KU, which I think also helps. Texas Tech's very good, but if you lose to Texas Tech, that they're going to win the Big 12, you're no harm, no foul. I also think that's the positive side of the coin. The flip side is if you lose to Baylor, TCU might be more talented than you. This thing can get away from you quickly. Like, you're talking about go down to Waco, steal one, then you feel good. You can maybe beat TCU. Now you're 2-0, getting ready for a game in Lawrence. All right, that's exciting. If you're 0-2 in that stretch heading to Lawrence, the season can absolutely spiral in the blink of an eye. I don't know what to do with K-State. I'm not even trying to hate. I don't know. They look good against UCF. They look terrible in every other game I've seen them play.
That's
so
for sure.
I don't know which version of K-State is real. I would take the sample size of four games, but they did look good against UCF.
And that's why I think the game against Baylor is the sign, right? To your point about KU, you got to steal one. If you're K-State, you got to steal one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.